Welcome back to Dave's Gone By. On this episode, where we are remembering Marlon Brando. One of his most indelible performances was in the Francis Ford Coppola film Apocalypse Now. It was a relatively minor role. He shows up in just the last third of the film, playing crackpot Colonel Kurtz, a brilliant strategist and soldier who has allowed the jungle and the moral quagmire of Vietnam to turn him into a kind of sacred monster. Now, a lot of the dialogue in Brando's scenes was not in the original script by John Milius and Coppola. Some bits were lifted from Joseph Conrad. The rest were often left to Brando to improvise. So in the film, you get classic lines like, the horror, and you're an errand boy sent by grocery clerks to collect the bill, and they call me an assassin. What do you call it when the assassins accuse the assassins? It's great stuff. And Apocalypse Now remains an astonishing but flawed masterpiece. In fact, early last year, Coppola reissued the film in a director's cut with extra footage. But most of the restored film involved Willard, the Martin Sheen character, and not Kurtz. Coppola had wanted to shoot some new scenes, but Brando was too old and too far gone at that point to play Kurtz again. So the director actually considered getting someone else to play the role, figuring that with enough mumbling and makeup, the audience wouldn't notice. A casting call went out to a real-life, hard-edged military man to give Kurtz even stronger authenticity. Nothing came of it, but we do have the dailies of what might have been, including the screen test of none other than Donald Rumsfeld. The current Secretary of State was very much in the running for the role. He had the look, the presence, the air of disgust mixed with madness, and he was doing great until he had to ad-lib dialogue, and then it got a little frightening. In fact, I have here some quotes from the scenes Rumsfeld was in. He's doing his best, but you'll see what I mean. Here are a dozen or so quotes from Apocalypse Now Redux with Donald Rumsfeld as Colonel Kurtz.
The horror? What horror? I don't see any horror. There's nothing I detest more than the stench of lies, but I kind of like the smell of oil. You have no right to judge me. That's why we give you a front seat at press briefings. I'm sorry, but bows and arrows do constitute weapons of mass destruction. You must make a friend of horror, because horror has a face, and the face belongs to Helen Thomas. Beheadings are just another form of shooting. A messier form, but let's not split semantics. If you do them clean, it's like popping the top off a beer can. Or a shrimp. We went to inoculate the children, and we accidentally bombed the hospital. And that's when it struck me. People get hurt in war sometimes. We train young men to drop fire on people, but we don't allow Howard Stern to say penis on the radio. This makes perfect sense to me. One day I watched the president try to shave with a straight razor. I saw the razor trailing along the line of his neck, leaving little red nicks and bumps, but he survived. Next day, I bought him an electric. You're just an errand boy, sent by grocery clerks to collect a bill. Yes, I'm talking to you, Dan Rather. If a tiger attacks, that's a yellow alert. If Charlie attacks, that's a red alert. If they bomb the oil fields, call up the reserves and reinstate the draft. I believe what I said yesterday. I don't know what I said, but I know what I think, and well, I assume it's what I said.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
We know there are known knowns. There are things we know. We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know, but there are also unknown unknowns. The ones we don't know, we don't know.
Of everything that stands the end, no safety or surprise the end. I'll never look into your eyes again.
Yeah, I think we get the reason why Donald Rumsfeld's footage never made it into the revised cut of Apocalypse Now. And by the way, you know the scariest part of that last sketch? I cheated just a little. The last two quotes were actually said verbatim in real life by Donald Rumsfeld. The horror, indeed. We'll be back after this.